peace and abundance always. So let's talk about building ourselves up. Let's talk about how we can actually make our weaknesses our strengths. How can we improve on our weaknesses? How can we make them better? How can we get better at them? Well, the key thing is, when we think about weaknesses, what do we also think about? Our strengths. It's important to acknowledge our strengths along with our weaknesses. Many of us think too much and put too much energy and emphasis on our weaknesses rather than thinking about our strengths. You know, some people don't even acknowledge their strengths or can't have or don't have the ability to acknowledge their strengths. Rather, they choose not to acknowledge our strengths. And it's imperative you do, because when you acknowledge your strength, it is the single most important thing that will help you get better at your weaknesses. Now, on a very generalized way, acknowledging your strength gives you the confidence to compensate for your weaknesses. It gives you the confidence to think about that if you're good at something, then why can't you become better at something else, better at your weaknesses? Our strengths are usually comes from our natural ability or our talent or our gifts. For many of us, it comes from the necessity to actually become good at something because you just had to, right? If you're somebody who is in business and you're in sales, for many of those people such as yourself, you had to learn those skills. If you're somebody who has to network and meet a lot of people and mingle, and you're an introvert, naturally, you had to learn those skills. You had to learn how to become somebody who can be social and network and talk to people and learn to be charismatic and all those things. Now, on a very detailed level, how do you get better at something that you generally recognize as a weakness? Well, I would say find within that thing, right? And I'm trying to think of a good example. Say if you are bad at running, right? Say you're trying to build up to run a marathon, and you identify yourself as generally being a bad runner. Well, okay, let's break down running. Let's break it down into its, you know, detailed components. In order to train for a marathon, you have to be disciplined. Are you disciplined? Okay, maybe that's something you're talented at, or something that is naturally strong within you. Are you somebody who can learn quickly, learn techniques, can actually dissect a technique or a pattern of how something is done? Some people think running a marathon, you just simply go and run, right? But that's not true. With anything and everything, there is technique involved. So you can go out there and you can just get it done, and you can just put in all of this like force of energy and just go run. You can do it that way. But there's another side of that where you can learn the techniques behind running. So that way, when you do run, you're running more efficiently. So are you that kind of person that does well with learning technique? Then that can be something that you can take from and say, well, okay, I am generally bad at running, but I am good at dissecting techniques and learning the technique to make my running experience as easy as possible. Or I am somebody who is able to be disciplined and to be consistent with my running. And that will ultimately make you a better runner, right? So when it comes to anything that you're up to doing, or when it comes to anything that you identify as a weakness and you feel If only you can be better at that thing, life would be better, or your overall experience would be better, or you'll be more fulfilled in life, possibly. You have to dissect that thing in as many parts as possible, as many characteristics as possible. Break it down into as many sections as possible. And then within those sections, within those things or characteristics, identify within those characteristics one thing that you are absolutely talented in. So what I'm saying is within your weakness, find a strength. Within the weakness, find a strength. It is almost like when you think about the yin and yang symbol, how the white part has a little bit of a black dot in it, and the black part has a little bit of a white dot in it. That's what I'm talking about. You can look at those as your good, right? Your strengths and your weaknesses. Within your weakness, there is that dot that is a strength. And if you focus in on that strength within the weakness, then you can expand on it and become better. You can expand and use that to elevate what you identify as a weakness and actually make it into a strength, depending on how much time, energy, and focus you will put onto it. But it starts with acknowledging, okay, generally speaking, this thing I'm not good at. But within this thing, there's a small part of it that I'm really good at. So if I use that to build upon, to build myself up on, and expand, then I can ultimately become good at this thing. So think about what you're weak at, break it down, write a list. Okay, running a marathon. What does that take? It takes time. It takes effort. It takes technique. It takes consistency. It takes, the proper gear. It takes a good, condition, weather condition, maybe. Let's get this, use those things that I just laid out and say, okay, well, if you're living in a good environment, then use that as your gift to build upon. You're in a good space, a good place where you can run. There's hills, there's flat plains, there's places that you can run. Use that to your benefit. If you're somebody who, have access to certain gear that will help you, then you can use that. Focus on that and then build upon that. Okay, you have the right gear. Now with the right gear, maybe you can practice better technique. And then on top of that, consistency every single day. And then eventually you would have run so much that you have become a good runner. So that way you'll be ready for this marathon. You see? So continue to evaluate what you consider a weakness. And within that weakness, find your strength. With that strength, you can turn that weakness into a strength as well. Thank you for listening. Peace and abundance always. Peace and abundance always. Thank you for listening to the Spiritual Podcast. This is Peter Abundant. The last session, I talked about integrity and being of your word. Let's talk about the other side of that, because the first part of it is your words, what you say. But the most important part of it is what you do, action. So let's talk more about action, because action is one of those things that we tend to not want to do, or we tend to not talk about as much when it comes to spirituality, metaphysics, new age, new thought, law of attraction. We tend to want to kind of be lazy about it, and we want to just do less but get the most. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with strategically trying to get something when and put in the least amount of effort possible. I mean, I think that's something that it makes a lot of sense. We don't want to exert too much energy into getting something. Now, that being said, though, there needs to be some kind of energy, some kind of physical exertion happening in order for you to receive something physically, right? If you want peace of mind, if you want happiness, if you want to ultimately just have a good feeling within yourself, then okay, that doesn't take much, really. You can just sit down, meditate, and eventually you can create that for yourself in your mind. But most of us, we want things. We want cars, we want houses, we want to travel, we want our soulmate, our twin flame. You know, we want to just experience some amazing things in life on a physical level, which we associate with also feeling happiness from experiencing those physical things. Well, in order to experience those physical things, right, in order to have or create those physical things, we must do something physical. It's a natural exchange. It's a natural part of the law of attraction. It's a natural part of, you know, quantum physics and manifestation, you know, cause and effect. Whatever you do, you will get it back. So if you want something, to reverse engineer that whole idea, if you want something, then you must do something to get it, right? And when I say do, I mean physical action, doing, right? Not thinking, but doing. So it's very imperative that we capture this concept and this understanding. Yeah, I think most of us know it. You know, we know it in the back of our minds. We know it deep down in our souls, in our heart, in our spirit. But we don't know it to the point where we put it into practice every single day, every single time we are up to creating something. And being of your word is saying, yes, I'm going to do it. Having integrity means that you get it done. And people understand and see you as somebody who says something, which is one part of manifestation, but also the action of doing it, which is the other part of the equation. And those things together equal the goal, equals the thing you wish to manifest. So realize, though, that though they are both very important parts of the equation, the doing part probably is like the bigger part of the whole equation. So you can even not say you're going to do something, but still do it, right? And manifest. You see how important that is? Like, so integrity is about two things: saying something, saying you're going to do something, and then plus actually doing it equals the thing that you wish to create. Now, you can say something, but without the action, you won't create it. But you can do something without saying it and then still create it. So the action is what's of most important when it comes to creating something. You know, when we are communicating and saying and telling people that we're going to do it, we're just including people into it. A lot of times that helps to keep us accountable, that helps us to realize that, okay, I told this person I'm going to do it. I need to follow through, because I want them to understand that I am a person of integrity and that they can trust me. So that's an important part to acknowledge. But realize the action is what's key. Taking action is what's most important. And when it comes to your word, you can kind of take that out. You can take that part of it out of it, you know, and focus on in on action. Action is most important. So that being said, when I talk about all these different keys of manifestation, all these different characteristics and principles, one thing that I really want you to take away from it is what matters most is your action. You have to do something. You have to take action. You can't just speak. You can't just think. You have to act. And if you are creating something that is more intangible, that is more abstract, like something like happiness, joy, stepping out of depression, whatever it is, if it's something emotional or psychological, then yes, then there is less quote unquote action involved than just more of a mental, spiritual, journey or process. So yes, then you can just sit in your room, sit, lay in your bed, meditate. You can go through a process of no physical activity to actually achieve those things. But if you're looking to experience something, see something on a physical level, then you have to do something physical. It's just that simple, right? So I just wanted to give you a reminder of that. And hopefully that will definitely inspire you and give you some kind of support as you create and as you manifest and as you do what you're intended and what you're here to do. We're all creators. I believe that our ultimate purpose is to create. What we create, how we create, that's up to the individuals. But there are some key fundamental things within the basics of creation. And this is what I'm sharing with you now. Action is the foundation of creation. That's it. Thank you so much for listening. Peace and abundance always.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.